7. I'll try to describe what I'm in here. I'm in a big mass of some very small particles that are brilliantly lit up like they're luminescent. I never saw anything like it. They're around a little, they're coming by the capsule, and they look like little stars, a whole shower of them coming by.
Yeah. the real you. The you that goes on of itself. It's not somebody. It's not the person. It's you that's happening. That's when you breathe. Yes, you can get the feeling that I am breathing by shoving you. But your breath goes on day in and day out. Without you doing anything about it or even thinking of it. The same way your brain is functioning. So when you come to a dead end, and we are individually and socially now in 1971 at a dead end, this is the moment at which it is said man's extremity is God's opportunity, because we have to stop. And when we stop, we find a world that is happening rather than being done, being shoved. And that happening, as distinct from doing, is our fundamental self. And our fundamental self is not something just inside the skin. It's everything around us with which we connect. When you look out of your eyes at nature happening out there, you're looking at you. I'm not going to say what we should do from now on, but simply that before we think of doing anything in this critical situation, we realize the completely illusory nature of the beings that we think we are, and get back again to the beings that we really are, which includes all this outside world, no longer left outside.
Thank you. Thank you. at the prison. It was nearly 60 degrees. When I felt how warm it was, I was absolutely stunned. The grass was still green, and it felt like a moist spring morning. I couldn't help but think of the atmosphere.